say. And it's crazy. It took me 2 hours to get there. And then back in the rain. It was terrible. Yesterday, Dean Ratner's son got married in Muncie. So I had to drive from here to Muncie. It took me 2 hours also in the rain. People don't have to drive in the rain. And then I got there. I'm so angry and everything. They had the chuppah. And the chuppah is like really serious, you know. But I'm a sacrificial. This is not serious. It's not serious. I believe that chuppah is not a solemn event, like a revaya. Chuppah is not a revaya. You have to laugh. You have to be happy during a chuppah. I make them happy. All 247 they've done, I make them happy. And yesterday I was sitting there, and they, what?
Including Chassan Mekala?
Yeah, including Chassan Mekala. Except in 4 cases, when I told them not to get married beforehand, and they got divorced anyway.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Four of my sacrificians, I sat there at the tish. I told Chassan, listen, be with me now. Go get a pizza. Let the Chassan alone without you. Leave now. The Chassan says, no, I love her. I said, we can still leave. All the 4 times it happened. 4 times they got divorced.
Crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Thank
you
for Chinese.
And, what?
Thank you for Chinese.
Oh.
No, it's just the Chinese at the
dish. Yeah. No, anyway, yeah. So the last night, it was so terrible. And I was upset anyway. And suddenly I get called up. Rabbi Yehoshua Malevitz with a Kedusha. Okay, so Rabbi Dean Ratner thinks it's a big cover to give me Avis. The Avis makes the Kedusha. You know, okay, whatever. So, I come up there, and they're all standing there, and the rabbi, the Rabbi, the Mitzvah Kedusha, and I see that, like, it's a Ohio. So I walk up there, and I say, you know, the microphone's on, of course, I say, Mazel Tov, cousin. Thank you for giving me Avis. And the Rav says, cousin? And Dean Ratner says, no, he's not my cousin. And I look at Dean Ratner and say, excuse me? Peter Cousins, why suddenly don't you like me? He says, no, Rabbi, he's not my cousin. And the Rabbi says, cousin? I said, okay, I'm just joking. I was looking like, who is this guy? Dean Ratner says, Rabbi Shlevitz, now is not the time to be you. I said, you could not be an aide.
But the aide have to get stuck standing outside the evening room, no?
No, I left before. Don't get stuck. I left. Okay. Anyway. Okay. The other thing was, I once called for A, and the Tzara Commission says to me, do tshuva. So, what a chutzpah to tell me to do tshuva. They call me up to the A, and tell me to do tshuva. And I look at them, and I say to them, it's the under chutzpah. I say, I'd love to do tshuva, but the TV I stole, I have in my house. I can't do tshuva, but I still have it in my house. He says, not only you steal, but you watch TV. I said, what's the problem? You can't be an ace. You can't be an ace. I said, I'm sorry, but yeah, if you're taking this seriously, you know, something's wrong with you. Okay. I have these great stories on your cover. My niece got I was at a place where my niece was growing up, my sister-in-law was growing up. My sister-in-law and her family were there, and they call up, I was in the Sarkadushin, they call up the last bracha, the wrong one, the principal of the Beis Yaakov there. So it's the wrong bracha, you need to cheat. But he threw my niece out of school. So I don't like this man. So he gets up, he goes in the bracha, and he says, okay, can I have the paper? I said, no, it's my heart. He said, please. I said, okay, so embarrass yourself. Embarrass yourself. Please give me the paper. I said, no, you threw my niece out of school. I didn't know. I finally gave it to him. Okay.
You gotta be very careful.
I have fun on the phone. Okay. the wrong thing. Okay, this week is not Parshas Noach. I'm not going to get into all the Noach jokes. You guys know all the Noach jokes. Okay? People like when I start with the Noach jokes. I know 20 Noach jokes. Crazy Noach jokes. Do you remember? Where did Noach put the old bees? The two old bees on the table, where did he put it?
Wait, don't tell me.
You got 5 seconds.
Okay, give me 10.
Four, three. Where do you put old stuff?
The archive.
Oh, no!
You looked it up!
I did not.
In the archive. Hi. Okay. Okay. Why no fish off the table?
Because.
You only have two worms. What did he eat?
Worms.
Food.
Food? What kind of food? Pears. And what was dessert? Marble cake. Oh, they're getting worse. It'll suck.
We're not going to
What? Oh! Okay, anyway, I have. We don't tell anybody, but I'm not keeping you downstairs. I have the best video of Noach you've ever seen. I got the real video of Noach in the teva with the animals. It's such musser. If you watch it during Musser Seder, if you have time this afternoon, come over to me. Rebbe, can I see the video on your computer? It's a 2-minute video. It's the best video about Noach you've ever seen in your life. So, if you want to see it, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
No, you gotta see it. It's tremendous. But the musser involved is tremendous. It's not a Jewish thing, but it's Noach in the table. Okay. Oh, we'll talk about it. Anyway. Okay. A couple of fast questions before we go on. My problem is that the last 2 nights I was out till who knows when I came home. I laid on my bed and I went to sleep. I didn't have time to look what I did, what I didn't do. I don't know anything. I just, some questions. You can learn Pesachim, Gimel Amud Aleph. PG, what is the Gemara in Pesachim talking about that Gimel Amud Aleph? Yeah, the Gemara talks about, you're supposed to talk in a nice Russian. You know, if the Gemara were here, the way you guys talk sometimes, whoa. But you know, like, you're supposed to speak in a really nice Russian. The Gemara brings, Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches. Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches. Min behema hatahora, min behema asher einenu tahora. The Gemara brings Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches. It says min behema Torah, and then it says, what should it say? In the Behemoth Tzmeya. But Behemoth Tzmeya is not a nice thing to say. It's not a nice thing to say. Like, there were Jews forever who never said the word Chazir. You know, they never said the word Chazir. What do they use for the Chazir? What? The Baraka. They said the Baraka. Never use Chazir. There's some things that are not nice to talk about. You know,
Isn't the Torah use
the word Chazir? What? Yeah. So, that's a good question. And there's many answers to that question. Mishonim asked that on the Gemara.
You ever say Bayer?
But, okay. Don't stop. Well, that's the same thing. Okay? Anyway, but the Gemara brings a riot from here that you're supposed to talk in a nice lashon. Don't say Behemah Tzmeya. Say about Behemah and then Tahara. But when the Gemara brings it, the Gemara brings this Pasuk. Perek Zion, Pasuk. It was a Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches. The only problem is, that's the Pasuk the Gemara brings. And Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, it says, Mikola Behema Torah, Tikoch Shiva Shiva, Ish Vishtai, Behema Shiro Torah, the Shnayim Ish Ishto. So, why did the Gemara bring 5 Pasukim later? The Gemara usually brings the first Pasuk that says it. why not bring the first pasuk that says it? Why bring the second time it says it? You give me an answer to that. That's like a $10 question. Okay? That's a $10 question. That when the Gemara wants to prove that you have to talk a nice Lashon, you want to prove it from, it says, Mebehema Asherinenu Torah, not from Mebehema Smeya. And the Gemara brings a pasuk Ches, but it says it in pasuk Beis. So why not bring pasuk Beis?
What?
Beis, it says, Mebehema Asherinenu Torah, and the pasuk Ches says, Min Abahema Torah, Min Abahema Asherinenu Torah. Here says Asherinenu Torah, and here says Asherinenu Torah. So the Gemara brings Asherinenu Torah. So we know which pasuk is the Gemara bringing. Pasuk Ches. But it says there ain't pasuk Beis. That's a $10 question. Now, I just want to get through the questions fast. It says, you don't want to hear the questions. Whoa. What does that mean? Am I on a schedule? But Noach was also on a schedule. And Noach, it says, Ach Noach. Ach is always a mute. So what does it say about Ach Noach? Noach said, Ach. Why did Noach say Ach? Because Noach was swiped by the lion because he brought him late food, Rashi says, and he was limping because he was swiped by the lion. The lion said, you're late, not on schedule. And he swiped him with his claws and Noach was limping. Rashi says that. Maybe it's a medrash, maybe it's not. How did anybody know this? How did anybody know it was a lion and Noach was late giving his food? Where do you know this from? You can figure that one out. What? How do you know it was a lion? And how do you know it was late to the food? There was a bear. Maybe it was a wolf. Maybe it was an emu. You know how dangerous those things are? Yeah. Wait, not now. Okay, that's Rabbi, I don't know when I said this, but it's a very interesting question. But it can be answered from this week's parasha also. Don't answer it now. It's a $1 question. Rabbi Sachs's grandfather was Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav Rashi of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank. And he asked a very good question. But it's based on a Reb Chaim Brisker. So let me just say it fast. I'm going to say Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker says, the question is, you know, the famous question of the Beis Yosef, how many days are Hanukkah? 8 days. And what should it be?
Seven days.
There's a nest. So the question is, what happened? Did the oil last, or there was new oil every day? What the nest was? So Reb Chaim Brisker says, one thing you have to know beforehand, it couldn't have been new oil every day. The nest of new oil every day. It had to be the same oil burning for 8 days. It couldn't be new oil every day. Why? He says, because it says in the pasuk, what do you have to light? Shemen Zayit Zach. That if it would be new oil, it would be Shemen Nes, not Shemen Zayit. He says, Shemen Nes is puzzle the menorah. Shemen Nes is puzzle. It has to be Shemen Zayit. Very questionable, Reb Chaim Brisker. Very. But that's what he says. So it seems that Frank asked, oh, by Nesiim, it says, and they brought, what did Nesiim bring to the Mishkan? Avni Shoam, Avni Meluyim, Shemen Ramar. How did Nesiim get this stuff? Where did it come from? Where did it get the Avni Shoam, Avni Meluyim, Shemen Ramar? So the Gemara says, oh, Nesiim and the Bein Tzadikim, and it came with the mun. There was a nest. Every morning, everyone got mun. The Nesiim, I always say, it was like a cereal box. You see a box, you open up, you have a prize. The Nesiim had their breakfast, they opened up, and there was a prize. Avnei Shoam, Avnei Meluyim, Mishtam Ramar. So Rabbi Sachs' grandfather asked, hey, this Shemen Ramar was what he Shemen Zayas. It's Shemen Nes. According to Reb Chaim, it's Shemen Nes. How could it be kosher? So the answer comes from this week's parsha. Okay. Now this is parsha. Oh, he asked me to say something, and he's not here. Okay, so I'll start up with something else. As I said before, I was at a wedding last night, and I was at a wedding 2 nights ago. And there's something that really bugged me about the weddings.
The band.
No, one of the eight of them last night really bugged me. But anyway, but just about you, and I'll tell you what about me. I'll tell you a story first. Tell you a story. Some say it's a true story, some say it's not a true story. But the Chafetz Chaim tells the story. But I'll tell it my own way. There was a Rebbe, a very famous Rebbe, and he had a tish. He had a tish. And by a tish, you know, you give up brachas. And a lot of people came from America to the tish. And the guy says, Rebbe, I was on the plane and I bought duty free the best whiskey I could find. Johnny Walker Black. No, Johnny Walker Green. Or gold? Which is better, green or gold? I don't know. Which is better?
You the main Rebbe Schiller does money buy Johnny Walker's. So what are you going to put in this car?
Whoa, whoa. Okay, I think Johnny Walker Blue is the best. Yeah. So he bought Johnny Walker Blue. He says, Rebbe, give me a bracha. Let's make a l'chaim. So Rebbe says, oh, of course. And the Rebbe made a l'chaim. And the Rebbe says, ah, that's going to be good. And the next cluster comes over and says, Rebbe, give a bracha. So Rebbe says, you want to make a l'chaim? Yeah, okay, l'chaim. That's really good, Johnny Walker Blue. Next cluster says, a bracha. So the Rebbe says, I have a better idea. Let's make a l'chaim. Okay. The next thing the Rebbe knows, it's morning. He's laying under a table with his shirt off. He gets up in the morning, he says, it's light outside. The last thing I remember is making l'chaims. Then he sees an empty bottle of Johnny Walker Blue. He says, uh-oh, what happened? Here I am under a table with my shirt off. And he puts his shirt on. He goes home. He knocks on the door and his wife says, oh, you're finally home? He says, yeah, where was I? And she says, the chassidim told me, you made a fool out of yourself. You got drunk, you start dancing on the table, you tore off your shirt, and you were dancing with your shirt off, then you fell on the table, and you went to sleep. And all the chassidim are laughing about it, the great Rebbe, and he says, oy vey, I'm so embarrassed. So embarrassing. And he walks out the next day into Gula. You ever walk down in Gula? There's a store with pictures of Rabbanim and Rebbeim. He sees the newest picture out. Rebbe makes fool out of himself. And there he is on top of the table dancing with his shirt off. He says, oh no, every Yerushalayim sees this. He runs home, he says, let's get out of here. Let's move. It's the most embarrassing thing. I'm in Gula in a store window. And they moved to Be'er Sheva. Okay? Middle of the night, they moved to Be'er Sheva. Next morning, he's going to show in Be'er Sheva. Oh, the great Rebbe is here. He passes not only his picture store, there he is again. He comes running home with his wife. Oh, no, we can't do this. We can't do this. You know? And she says, what are we going to do? He says, let's move to America. In America, they won't know about this. Okay? And they moved to America. And, you know, there's these newspapers in every section. You know, you have the Queen's what's it called? What's that newspaper they give out for free? What's that newspaper they give out for free? The Jewish Home or the Queen's something?
The
Link. And in Brooklyn, what's it called in Brooklyn? Everyone knows the one in Brooklyn. FJJ. Everyone has FJJ.
Yeah.
What? No, FJJ. And he opens it up and he sees a big ad by, you know, mothers against drunk, you know, look how a great Rebbe can make a fool out of himself. And there's his picture in all the papers. He says to his wife, we have no place to go anymore. I'm just staying home the rest of my life. I'm so embarrassed. And the Chafetz Chaim says, can you imagine? He says, we're not the same. The Chafetz Chaim says it. He says, that's what happened to Noach. He says, that's Noach. It's funny that you should say, I'm going to say something which is very funny. Because Noach says, Noach, everything was great. Everything was great. Noach was the biggest Rebbe in the world. Noach, and suddenly he gets drunk. And whatever Chum does to him, you know, and Noach wakes up next morning, and what happened? Oh, you know, what did Chum do to you when you were drunk? Noach, I got drunk. Oh, no, I'm so embarrassed. And for the rest of his life, he's embarrassed till today. So I'm saying for the rest of his life, he's been dead since then. For the rest of his death, he's been embarrassed. Every year you read Noach, and Noach gets embarrassed again up there. What did I do? I got drunk. What did I do? I can't not live with myself. I mean, he's not alive. I can't live up here. I mean, it's so embarrassing. Every year, that's how the time says, every year, Noah is embarrassed by this. I was at the Chasnas two nights ago, and last night, and I see the Yeshiva Bachar drinking. A guy, a Yeshiva Bachar in front of me, there was a bottle of vodka, and he takes like a half a cup, and I said, excuse me, that's not water. Yeah. I know. So he said, I said, well, then what are you doing? He says, I have to be besimcha.
What?
I said, do you need a half a glass of vodka to be besimcha? He says, no, I need three glasses. Yeah, but you need this to be besimcha? You need it? And simplest tire, guys are getting drunk and show. You need a drink to get drunk. I mean, you need to do it. Yeah, you need to get drunk. That's of course. But it's what you call it. It's like we said, it's the process. You know, you got to drink to get drunk. That's miskaven. It's tricha gufa. It's everything. But you need a drink. As I said to the guy yesterday, you know, if it was your brother's wedding, would you need liquor to get to make simcha? He says, by the way, it's my brother. Okay, but you don't need it. And then guys, and then the same drinkers, which is oy vey, how are you getting home? Oh, I'm driving. Oh, I'm not impaired. You're like, you could kill somebody, and then the rest of your life is ruined. One drunk, it's like Noah. It's like this Rebbe. You drink a little bit, and the rest of your life could be ruined. They're drinking, and then they're driving, and you're doing stuff. How many of you at a chasna take a drink, and then I'll take another one. Oh, I won't be impaired. I'll drive. You get caught, you get a DUI. You're about to drink, basically. You end up with a DUI. You can't get a job when you want to get a job. You can't do anything. That get rude. It's stupid. You got a drink. You don't have to drink. My daughter's wedding, my son's wedding, both my son's wedding, my daughter's wedding, all my children's wedding, really. One of them had a funny wedding, so it doesn't count. But three of them, remember my son's funny wedding? Yeah. But three of them, I didn't have any liquor at the wedding. I didn't allow any liquor at the wedding. Why should anyone drink? What do you have to drink for? No, I didn't have to drink. You don't have to drink. I'm sorry, Benjamin, that you came and you heard this.
But,
yeah,
it's not
only
drink in America, so it doesn't matter.
I know. Okay. You have to drink. These guys in the dorm, you know, Friday night, I want to have simple Shabbos, I have to have beer. You have to be beautiful for simple Shabbos. That's your simple Shabbos beer? Oh, if I get a little alcohol in me, I'm some man. You don't need alcohol to make you the simple. And if you need alcohol, it's not simple, it's alcohol. So, there are rules here. And one of the rules is there's no drinking in this yeshiva. You have to follow them. You know, I have an unbelievable amount of patience. I don't have patience for guys who drink. I really don't have patience for guys who drink. I don't have any patience for them. I have patience for guys who smoke up. I don't have patience for guys who drink. Right? Okay. That is, wow, it's late. It's time for mincha. Okay, I'm sorry it took so long. Have a good Shabbos. Be well. Thanks.